begin the current daf Masech the Sanhedrin of Ein Gimel. Begin on basic. Begin to his master. Begin the Gemara. Meshum the high love orche. Well, this is not the norm. And mahai kapagim law. And on this one, on the other hand, by the Naamar Asa is pagam. So you can't learn that from either one of them. Which says a lot pichah gemuri. It's not really a full fledged like flaw on learning out from them. Because ikal maim you could say either chichiach. The other one could disprove it because the other one doesn't have that stringency. Really, the same thing in the Gemara Pesach and the Fine Zan Amid Al. But Tumah Pesach, we say, oh, the Dacha Shabbos B'Tumah, that oh, they could override Shabbos and Tumah. But Loyof Minay Shargav and Zimah. We don't learn the other Kumbat Zimah. We can say, oh, Tumah has a stringent Pesach, but the other one doesn't have it. So Tosfos says, really, you know, that's we see the Gemara does that, but in truth, it's not such a pircha because the other one doesn't have it. So that can't be the reason why they have the special halacha. So Tais explains, because had it only written one, we say those two references are to exclude these two different categories, because it only said one reference, Hamagmin La would have said it's Lamudi Behemah B'Shabbos. That's the two things it would have excluded. It says Tais Vatim, it's a wonder, because the Behemah B'Shabbos, Hechemite Mechad, how are you excluding them both from one? But Tveihar Nirulam actually would seem more the Mechad Memait Abu Dezara B'Shabbos. That from one, you would not exclude Behemah Shabbos, but rather Abu Dezara and Shabbos, because they're similar. Then as it says, you can say, well, only Krol Muti Shabbos, why do you need a pasuk called Shabbos, Hamasal Gufe? What do you mean? The guy himself who's saving, Kamachal Shabbos, he himself is going to desecrate Shabbos because the Chayim B'Chaveh is going to be injuring the other guy. So Meichichal Shabbos, how's he desecrating Shabbos? L'Hasa Chaveh, Mechal Shabbos, to save his friend, Mechal Shabbos. Because as it says, the Inzim Mechalka B'Chabur, this is not considered like destroying something in the wound. The Ika Tekuni Gavra, because there's it's remedy for a person, Kibin Mechayiv Misa, because since he's chayid miski, the baruch becha the imam is and daf lamehem and aleph. So what Tais is saying is that maybe you would have thought that it'd be putter because it's a mekalkel. He says no, it's actually a masakin, the right of this chayid misa. So then he's doing the same chel Shabbos. So that says Tais is v'yesh lamed. You can say is. Which Tais had spoken about on Nachlam and Hey. The mekal mokum, however, so gedai that he would have thought to say the gzeis akazav. The gzeis akazav kerbalaz reb Shimon. That learns it out. And you would have said, yeah, that's the halacha. And that's what we're saying that, and we're excluding that. Like Tais Mata begins to chilchil mabit zara. And so that's how you know Shabbos from Zerka says the word chil. So it says, kol ani l'kamon, but all those things later on, parak on the Shabbat, with pegim and l'manaf, techsibu chil, they also say chil. So it says, legamrin mabit zara. No, we don't learn from mabit zara, illa Shabbos. Why? Because the Shabbos of mabit zara, techsibu chil b'mokam misa. It's not just stam that it says chil, it's also in the place of death penalty. That's where we learn out Shabbos from mabit zara. Next says, Matthew begins Gemara, memoina le mishamat gemar bia. Now, the money, however, you don't pay until the end of the bia. I mean, the Gemara had asked, well, if you bought lechise, why is there a knas? It's killing your avine. Chayv misa for having bia with a sister from as halacha of reidiv. And also the knas of mafata. So now the Gemara answers, the chayv misa is a hara, and the chayv knas is on the Gemara bia. So, Perish, because Rashi explains, shu maitzi b'solaha, because the chiv knas is on the end of the bia. Why? Because that's when it's removing her besulim, which is at the gemara bia, and that's what you chayef for. So it's because it's difficult because b'leihar shas besulim nam sham knas. Even not removing the besulim, the hymen, you also pay a knas. Because I'm paying the kedushan daf tes mabeis. Bo'ala asar b'nei adam. If 10 men had relations with her, by then he besulim she still besulim. Rabbi Yoimi says a rishon beskila v'kul mechenek. The first one is skila, the rest are only chenek. Rabbi Yoimi said, but my dear Rabbi in knas, Rabbi agrees regarding the penalty, the kul mechamah that they all pay. Even though it's not before Hasharas Pesulim, Perek Bali Bimta the Gemara Yivamas Dam and Tesam and Alf Mukmin, and the Gemara explains Veloisi Leisha. What does it mean that he has to marry her now? But Isha Roiloi, a woman that's fit. Problem on the Kohen Gadol that excludes if it's a mana that was violated by Kohen Gadol, which is Bebol Lashal Gedarka, which is he had relations with her in the abnormal way. So you see that your Chayav Kanas even the abnormal way, then that's not removing Pesulim. El rather says this is halacha in the time of the reason why the lemeshamat chelas bia, why you're not paying for the beginning of the bia, is for a different reason. Mishum dekom l'rabbine, because at that point there's kom l'rabbine. Hilchuk lemesham halacha gemar bia. That's why you're not going to pay bia until the gemar bia. Abba'ama, but in regular, you're right. The truth of mishamat chelas b'shasar da, that you normally would pay. That would be a liability even from the time of ra. Now v'yesh mafarshim. Some explain the leiser b'hara k'gemar bia that you don't include hara to be considered as gemar bia. El in arayis, only regarding forbidden relationships, chivalavin vasei v'yavama v'isha labala, and the woman to her husband, as the Gemara said, Perek Bal Yevimtei on the Odeh and Davnon Hemerat. In the Kenas, actually regarding penalty, that actually lo yisraboi, for that actually it's not included. So they hold differently that for that you actually would not say hara. It's not included. And it's only by the Gemara Bia. This is the time you're gonna say, but now by default, according to the one who says that hara means the insertion of the corona. So if you're saying not chayiv hara, so Gemara Bia la b'sulihi. What do you mean? Then at the Gemara Bia you're not a b'sul because already the hachnas atara already made it not a b'sul anymore. So you give me chayiv knas with the Gemara Bia. And that says Taisis holab pirchihi. That's not a question because the hachi chayiv rachmana that it is for that that you're going to be chayiv. Why? Teidi, you should know. Midelo yafin hara menam rasa. We don't learn now. Why wouldn't you prove that Zechiv HaRa by Naim Rasa? Because the Iyah HaRa Pater, if you're Pater on the Ra, the Gemara Biyah HaMachayev, well, how are you making him liable for the Gemara Biyah? Ha'alab B'sulah, he's not a B'sulah. Elo, Chichayev Rechman, says, obviously, that's exactly what the Torah held, that you're going to be Chayev. That it's that because before the Biyah, she was a B'sulah, even though technically when you're doing the Gemara Biyah, she's not, but that's what the Torah is making you liable for. Now, me, however, be Yerushalmi, the Ksubis Mashmah, sounds like that, Misham Knas, that actually, by the way, you do pay Knas. I mean, because the Yerushalmi says that with the Harba Asara, if 10 people did Hara with Abadaini Basul and she's still Basul, Kul Misham Knas, they all pay Knas. You see, that's the Hara that you can be Chayef for. Next, this matter begins Gemara, but when the Chasa Shalai again, it's where she leaves him that he shouldn't kill her. Rabbi Yehuda, it's going like Rabbi Yehuda, in other words, Gemara asked that, wait a second, isn't this Kimlin Rabbanate? Where it says, that from Hara, that the, since he's not a Raidiv, so she was Nifkam, so it was already Potter from death, because he's not a Raidiv and he's Chayv Mam not Gemar Bia. So as Gemar asked, that, okay, that's very good according to the one who holds that Hara is Nishika, but according to one who says Achnas Atar, after Achnas Atar, she was Nifkamis, he's already Chayv, already Mam. The Gemar says, yeah, she says, leave him, that says that then you cannot save him. Save her with his life. So that's what Taisa comes to explain. Lila Garmikaba say, although the Gemara's answer according to Behuda, it's not totally like Behuda, because the Ketani Naira in Ketani Loi, because the Deek in the Mishnah is that we're saying that it's only a Ilu Naira to have Knas, but not a Ketana, and the Behuda for the Ketana. Behuda is Yechai even the money, Ketmuch Beli Yonaira's doing, so it's a Chav Tesmanov. So obviously it's like him in this regard of this halacha and the Chosra again, but that's not totally like his Shita. Next says Matta begins the Gemara, which actually belongs on Daf Ayin Dal Mad Aleph. Okay, we're talking about the Mafuta of the Be'akha. So good, it could be when she was a Mafuta. So according to everyone, ain't La Tzila, because she's not Makbet on the Pagam, because she was seduced. She wasn't forced. So it says to him, it's a wonder, because Heichem Mokmin be Mafuta. How could you explain by a Mafuta? Hoktani Sefer. The Sefer says that Eishes Achiv. That if it's his brother's wife, the Yeshla Knas, that is a Knas. Now, so, well, Karchach, obviously, Benes Arsav and Nesgarsha, must be talking about that, because if we're talking about that she was still engaged, he says, Yiba Oida Tachta, what do you mean? If she was still married, so Chiv Mises, that would be a Chiv Misa, and then the Peturin. So obviously, he's part of from Tashlumen. So obviously we're talking about that Ben Sarsav and Nisgarsha, that she was engaged and then divorced. Now, and that's Ketan Hassan that we learned over there in the Mishnah, and the Naira Shinis Arsav and Nisgarsha. So if you have a Naira that gets engaged and gets divorced, so and the halach is Knas L'Asma, so here he's violating her, her Basulim. So the Knas goes to her. Ketani Rabbi Kiva b'sefer, like Rabbi Kiva teaches in the sefer. So the question is like this: Bima mafuta, as our Gemara is saying, and if it's talking about that, she's a mafuta, she's seduced. So hari machla. So I mean, she's acquiescing. So she's pardoning. The mukam pergel nayis and the Gemara with the end of lamed beis and ksubis. The mukam asnitin that the Gemara there explains the Mishnah, the Elohim alaykin, that it's talking about b'sefer mafuta. That since she's a Yisema and the Knas goes to herself, so she can be Meichel on the Knas, so therefore it's lashes and you don't get, there's no Knas. So the question is, so then she's Meichel. So what's, how's the Knas? Pechitim, if you're going to say, oh, that's a Rebbe Kiva the Braisa. You're right, that our Mishnah would hold like Rebbe Kiva of the Braisa. Dhamma, that he says, Nairish Nisarzuk Niskarsha, Yeshla Knas, she actually does get a Knas, and we Knas Lavia, goes to her father, not to her. Problem is, Hakhtoni Seifa, but the Seifa teaches that Habal Bitoi, someone is bought on his daughter, the Pati is part of a Meknas. Why? Shom the Mishayev Benavsha, because he's liable for the death penalty. Now, Ubenesarzuk Niskarsha, it's talking about where she was engaged and divorced. Now, the Ida Av, now, if the reason why it's talking about a father, then typically, then, what do you mean? Forget about a father, da filibola achar, even if someone else did the bia, knas alavia. So the knas would go to her father. So, what are you saying that because of kindle rabbinate? Anyways, it would go to the father. Main lama don't say the itzur that you needed. Heichad le speak alama bedin ashabagra. Oh, that it's necessary that they didn't have the court case until she began with Geras. That then the knas goes to her, and without the reason coming to Rabbanei, he would have to pay to his daughter. No, because the ma made bedin shayf bedav shushalai. What does that? What does Hamadah then have to do? Why would that remove the chiv of the father? That can't just be removed in order to the daughter. It's if it's the father's rights. So Benir Lefarish, it seems to explain the la'ilam that the truth is that you're right. The Mishnah holds like a kiva of the sefer that the la'ilam la'atzma that really the knas goes to herself. Da'afilah b'mufut mechayv, and yeah, even though it's mufuta, he will be chayv. If she's saying, even though she's agreeing to the bia, however, but she's saying she ain't a mechaleh seknas, but she's not pardoning the knas, and therefore, that's why it would go to her. And now the thing is, the Yerushalmi parchlo, the Yerushalmi actually asked this question: how does she have a knas bebal bita, but the knas goes to her father? Mishani, the Yerushalmi answers: gerenshalo yispika lamed bedin. We're talking about where the father died already, so therefore the kenas would go to herself. But says but you could prove that according to Yerushalmi, you could say Abala Chaisa is like a mekiva the brisa, like we said before. But no, you could prove that korach masnit and limit took makir mekiva the brisa. Obviously, it's not like a mekiva the brisa. Why? There are papa isle hasim. It's a papa who is giving the answer, but. Papa Isle Bhasab El Narsing Subis of Lamadama days, he holds that Khidishusha Khitra Bakanasa Hulu, that Khidish. So you don't have Kimli Rabbinay. So therefore the Khiv Misa would actually not part of the Knas. And Shas Kamahasam, the Gemara on the Flamachas says, the man isle Khidish Bhulu, the one who holds that Knasa Khidish, that Akar Khasova Kirby Kibid Masneed, that he has to hold like Rabbi Kiva of the Mishnah. So since Rav Papa holds the Chiddush, obviously he holds the Mishnah, not like Rebbe Kiva the Braisa. Now, Yerushalmi Perigel and Nairis, the Yerushalmi over there in Ksubis, Amasnit in the Yisayim Mishnah Nesarzov and Nesgarsha, on the Mishnah of the Yisayim that was engaged and divorced. So it could look to the Amayroi. The Machlek is Amayrom regarding the Mefuta that part of Ambaychus Begam, if there's also a Petur from Knas. Because the knas should be meichel, or maybe she cannot be meichel the knas. There is an opinion hamafate pata bebeisha begam. Avol knas inuchay limchol, but knas cannot be meichel. Now, if that's the case, so our papa could hold like the one who says that veikolok mir a papa dahacha kehu like that opinion that doesn't help to be meichel the knas. So therefore, the first question is answered by Mefuta. We said that she's Meichel. No, the Mechila doesn't help. Now, Manda Mahasam Pater, Minakal, the one who holds that, yeah, you're exempt from everything, she could be Meichel, the Knas. So, Sabakitach Shneur Dach would hold, not like Republic, the other Tereds, the other truth that the Gemara brings over here.